Okay, we've got the St George's Day game coming up then. Great day out for all the fans. You'll be battling with Bath for a European spot. Is there a sense of being able to fight for your own destiny because you're actually able to play the sides that you're in competition with for those places? Dan, maybe?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, you like to be able to control your own destiny. I mean, it's, you know, I'm sure that, you know, if we were playing other teams, you know, who aren't quite, you know, it's nice to go head to head with the team you're competing against. But, you know, having said that, I mean, they're going to be desperate. We're going to, you know, it's always there'll be 30 desperate people out there scrapping. You know, I'm sure it'll be nice for the spectators, but it'll be, you know, a pretty uncomfortable position for the, you know, the 30 guys on the pitch, you know, busting a gut to try and get the, you know, the reward of Heineken Cup rugby next year. And, you know, that's what we all enjoy. But, you know, there's a lot of hard work to be done, you know, in the 80 minutes on the, you know, all three games really are going to be crunch fixtures for us. So, you know, we look forward to it, but it's going to be a lot of hard work.
30 desperate people, Richard, sounds like infernos on a Saturday night.
Very much so. But yeah, that's hitting it on the head, really. You know, everyone wants to be playing Heineken Cup for next year. And it's just a question of, you know, there's only a certain amount of teams that can. We've enjoyed it this season with, you know, a blip in our group playing Glasgow away, but we've come back beat to lose at home. So, you know, we've got the potential. It's just a question of, you know, the application in some of our games this season.
Okay, Richard, a question to you. Bath have had their centres come wingers in Matt Banahan and Matt Carraro. One new face, I believe, you've had training with you is 18-year-old Elliot Daly this week. He's on half term, so he actually has the time to. Of course, won the Daily Mail Cup with Whitgift. There's excitement amongst the youngsters around London Wasps, that's for sure.
Definitely. You've got some great players coming through, like Christian Wade, Jack Wallace, you've got Joe Launcebury, and then, of course, you've got the boys who are still at school, you know, Billy and Elliot. So, you know, with those two boys coming through next year, it should be very entertaining to see what they can do, get a bit of game time, you know, between now and the end of the season, and then, you know, really kick on after they can join us full time.
Yes, indeed. And Dan, just a word on Bath. They might be hoping for the return of Lewis Moody. There's a possibility, I understand. How do you try and nullify a threat like him with the experience that he has?
I mean, we've got guys in our side with just as much experience, you know, and guys who are, you know, great players in their own right. So we don't fear somebody like that coming back in. I mean, you know, he'll have an impact for them, but it's not something that's within our control. So we'll just focus on what we're doing. And, you know, the leaders in our team and, you know, the guys of experience, you know, will take us through. So we don't need to worry about anyone, really. I mean, we've proven, as Richard said, we've beaten to lose. You know, we can beat anyone. It's just a matter of consistency. So if everyone plays well, and we get everything right on the day, then, you know, there's no team in the league that we can't beat. So, you know, we'll be looking to just make sure that we execute everything accurately.
Okay, and finally, just looking forward to next season, what do the side need to do to be more successful? Wasps have got an ethos of believing that they will win things and winning cups or trophies and the league. It hasn't quite happened this season. Is that down to injuries? Is it down to confidence, belief? Do a few new signings need to happen?
I think it comes down partly to consistency. You know, we started the season so well and then dropped off. And when we dropped off, then, you know, we started getting injuries as well. And it all sort of became a bit of a spiral effect. For next year, looking at it, start well, continue well, hopefully get less injuries. But, you know, looking at the strength and depth that we've got for next year already and some of the young lads coming through playing this week and next couple of weeks, that hopefully won't be too much of an issue.
Okay, anything to add there, Dan?
No, I think it's right what Richard was saying there. You know, these three games will give those young guys who haven't had exposure, you know, much exposure to this level, a great opportunity, you know, to gain experience. And then they'll have a whole off-season, you know, working with the first team squad and then hit the ground running next year. And it's, you know, it's really exciting when you see some of these guys turning up to training from school. And, you know, I can't really imagine.
Is there a little bit of envy in the voice there?
Well, you've seen the size of Billy. He's literally the biggest man you've ever seen. And he's like 18 and a half, maybe. And, you know, he's going to be a hell of a player. Elliot, all these guys, Launchbury, they're going to be great players. And, they're the future of Wasps rugby. And, you know, we've desperately got to keep hold of them and get them some experience because, you know, they're all potential you know, big time internationals, and you know, it's going to be exciting to see them come through.
Fantastic. Well, guys, thanks very much for your time today, and best of luck in that game.
Cheers.